Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Nice. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And yeah, you've just heard him talk. He's decided to show up. Huh? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, you haven't been on a podcast for
No,
a long
I haven't.
Time.
No.
What's the matter with you?
Watching Chelsea smash Newcastle.
Oh, well done. What's it got, 10-1?
We moved from 11th
to
11th.
Yeah. Don't forget to check me out on Drive Today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. So, Jay. Mm-hmm. Where do we begin today's podcast?
Stinks, we begin with the Champions League clash. We saw Mikel Arteta's Arsenal beat Porto to reach the quarterfinals.
They've waited 14 years to get themselves through to a Champions League quarterfinal. If it's going to come tonight, it's going to come in the most dramatic circumstances via a penalty shootout.
Everything being done by the Arsenal fans to try and put him off. And he runs up right footed. They've done it! Are in a Champions League quarterfinal for the first time since 2010.
Now, here's the former England striker and totally biased Arsenal fan, my partner in Drive Time Radio Crime, Darren Bent.
Do you want Man City in the next round?
Listen, we've got to play them aside. If you want to win this competition, you've got to beat the best.
Yeah, but you might want them over 90 minutes in the final rather than two-legged.
Yeah, I'd rather get to the final. I'd rather get to Wembley and watch Arsenal play Manchester City. But again, as Jim was saying there, they're through now. You could pick the bones out of it later about the performance and not creating opportunities, which they didn't do. But on any other given day, against a better opposition that wants to go and win the game, I think Arsenal will be a better performance.
Arsenal fans are loving it. Behind us. Do you want Barcelona, though? Bit of revenge. 2006, the final. Remember when Van Persie gets sent off for booting the ball away? Well, did he boot the ball away? In the Nou Camp, and Barcelona storm it. There's some revenge needed there, isn't there, in the Champions League, maybe?
Yeah, in the final, but again, that Barcelona team, and they're a good side now. I think Arsenal will be relishing whoever they get, because I think they'll believe over two legs. When it comes to that kind of footballing mentality, that footballing game, and what they've had to get through with this Porto game, the Brentford game, as you spoke about, I think whoever they get next round, I think they'll fancy their chances for sure.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's go to Michael, who's an Arsenal fan. All right, mate.
Mikey.
How are you?
I'm all right, Mike. How are you?
What was that?
I'm absolutely buzzing, mate.
Yeah, look, you've made it through. It wasn't. You've been to the game, right, Mike? I mean, nervous moments. Nervous moments.
Mate, I just want to say a message out to all those Arsenal fans I had against tonight. We were all terrific. I feel that the players, they bounced off our atmosphere. We were all terrific. We were absolutely amazing on the night. To create an atmosphere in the Emirates was absolutely amazing.
Do you know what? You say that. Mm. We're listening extra time. We couldn't hear you lot. You clearly, the nerves got the better of you. I heard the Porto fans. Yeah. But extra time. There was no atmosphere extra time. No, not on the TV, Mikey.
Yeah. Arteta kept turning around, trying to throw his arms up in the air to try and get you to sing. I mean, showed your nerves tonight. You can see why you ain't got there for a long time.
That's true, man. All I'm saying is that we've made it through. I believe we're going to win the Champions League. Not just that, we're going to win the Premier League as well.
Mike, top man, mate. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Tom. He's an Arsenal fan. All right, Tom?
Hello, lad. You all right?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Listen, I've got to say, I think you two are showing a bit of sour grapes over tonight. I'll be honest with you.
Go on.
Well, look, I mean, we've got through to the next round. I mean, obviously, I can understand why you lot would be a little bit jealous, you know, not being in the competition and that. But
we've won it twice since the last time you were at this stage. Well, I'd pipe down if I was you, Tommy boy. Look, I think that's a fair assessment. It wasn't Arsenal's best performance by any stretch of the imagination. I thought Porto nearly did a number on you guys. I thought you'd win comfortably. Honestly, I said a couple of weeks ago, you lost that 1-0, it ain't a disaster, you'll go through comfortably. And it didn't turn out to be that way. I think that's fair.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. That's fair enough. Yeah, I mean, we struggled out there tonight. I mean, I think that Pepe, right? He's, what's he now, 41?
Yeah, Pepe, 41, unbelievable.
Yeah, he was tremendous, you know. I know, yeah, but you know what? You're going to have them games, you know what I mean? And champions, they win ugly, you know what I mean?
It's about finding a way, right? And
do you think Arsenal can find a way, though? We've seen this before, last season, when they had it in their hands, right? The Premier League title. Got to the end of the season, squad depth, and they struggled a little bit.
Over the two legs, whoever they get, they're going to have to play better than they have done over the two legs. Mm. That's for sure. But I've seen Arsenal enough this season, mate. Arsenal, there's a reason why they're top of the table. I think Arsenal can go all the way, mate. There's no Man City's the one for me. Avoid Man City.
Tom?
Well, look, mate, you're right on that point, to be honest with you. But look, you look at Liverpool, they got to the final, they nearly lost out. They went and won it the next season. Players develop, they get a bit of metal about them, do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, fair play. You know, there would have been, I mean, the pressure on going up to take those kicks, that, you know, even though it's in front of their own fans, would have been immense. Every one of them was outstanding.
Yeah, no, good pens.
TalkSport Daily.
Cole Palmer, who left Man City to move to Stamford Bridge.
Good move.
Scored one goal and made another in Chelsea's win over Newcastle.
Is it Newcastle or Newcastle? Newcastle.
Not Newcastle.
Depends where you come from.
Yeah, if you come from Newcastle.
Aye, Newcastle.
Yeah, it's that one. Apologies if that's offended.
I know,
that's
terrible.
Newcastle or Newcastle.
Stinks. You know, his assistant scored in 5 different league games this campaign. More than any other Premier League player. However, stinks, Simon Floppy-haired Jordan still doesn't believe he's capable of getting on the plane to Germany.
Oh, he's capable?
He's capable. He can
just walk up the steps.
Oh, he just walk up the steps.
That's it. People honestly, you show me seriously, ticket. Where am I sat? 1D.
One foot in front of the other. Keep walking.
So
go
easy.
Up. Go for the door. Put your seat in your seat. Get your belt on. He's capable.
He's more than capable.
He's more than capable.
You know, ultimately he's a good player. Whether he'll make the Euros, I think, is debatable.
He should make the Euros.
I'm not sure that he will make...
13 goals, 11 assists.
I understand that, but I'm not sure that he'll make the European Championship squads. I don't think he's had quite the impact that will leverage him in there. But he can be part of the conversation. But I think, yeah, there's an argument that he has the potential to be a really significant player in a season where Chelsea have not been what people anticipated, certainly me.
And here's TalkSport presenter Mark Goldbridge, on breakfast, claiming England gaffer... Gareth Southgate, as you like to call him, stinks. Yeah. Isn't good enough to manage Manchester United. You know what? I think he stinks. I think he is good. I think he's good enough. And the Crystal Palace is more his level. Stinks. He's on his way to the theatre of dreams.
Never, ever happen. I'd rather you be in charge of Man United.
We get some weird stories sometimes, but Gareth, I mean, I've been for years trying to get rid of him as the England manager. He can stay at England. He can stay signing another contract. I don't think Southgate is... At that level of a manager. I think he's done well at England, but he's got good players. If he left England, I think Crystal Palace is the sort of level he should be going in at, not Man United or Liverpool. It's a weird story, and I'd be stunned if United did it.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the action in the Championship and Birmingham's clash with Middlesbrough. Not game, they clashed.
Is it Middlesbrough or Middlesbrough?
What was the first
Middlesbrough.
One?
Middlesbrough or Middlesbrough?
I think Bruh.
Birmingham 0, Middlesbrough 1, only one real moment of quality in the game, and it won the game. Riley McGree's strike from the edge of the D in the 17th minute, which arrowed into the top corner, and the home side never looked like scoring in response. For Borough, it's their third straight win, they're up to 9th place, 5 points off the playoffs. Birmingham, 1 point in 5 games, 1 clear of the bottom 3, they are banging trouble. Birmingham 0, Middlesbrough 1.
Michael, well played, 3 wins on the bounce. Are you daring to dream now? I mean, the last week or so has made things interesting. You got to within 5 points, 9 games to go. Are you looking up?
Yeah, you always look up. Yeah, you always look up. Yeah, it doesn't. Listen, you got to be in the fight and you've got to be in it to win it. But we're not getting carried away with that. We've got a big game on Saturday again, you know, and we've got to keep our feet on the ground and do the right things to get a good result.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the Premier League announced on Monday that controversial profit and sustainability rules were going to be replaced following high-profile breaches. However, Jay,
no offer of
increased funding was forthcoming. Mm-hmm. That's a word you don't hear.
Yeah. Forthcoming.
Put forthcoming in another sentence for me.
I can't say that one.
No, don't say
that.
Forget
that.
Was forthcoming to the EFL despite being mooted. You heard that word?
Mooted?
I've never heard that. Put forthcoming and mooted in a sentence.
I can't say that. I'm better off if I'm mooted. Charlton Cohen, Charlie Methan has accused Crystal Palace and West Ham of holding the game back, stinks.
it's on record that West Ham and Palace are the leaders of this movement, this King Canute style movement to try and prevent the industry moving forward. It's not yet a matter of public record as to which other clubs they persuaded to join them in their corner. But, you know, if you speak to executives from the bigger clubs in the Premier League, they're almost as frustrated as we are by this. They know because they see a bigger strategic vision about what's really going to happen with the new government regulator. They know that this is just pushing against the tide and driving everyone crazy. And it's probably more likely to end up with a scenario that they all dread, which is a comprehensive reformation of the parachute payment system, which is something which really would make a big difference to these guys. But let's not allow some flaky, whitewashy PR statement to pull the wool over our eyes. I think your listeners will be able to smell that for what it is.
TalkSport Daily.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, the latest episode of Talk Boxing with Simon Jordan and Spencer Oliver is live now on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel. This week, boys reflected. They reflected stinks.
How would you reflect? I would go next to a mirror
and
get a light.
And then?
Then I'd reflect.
Just reflect.
Yeah.
Well, they reflect on AJ's stunning performance against Francis Ngannou.
You now believe that he's prepared, when it comes on top to the top guys, to go to the same place that he went to with Klitschko.
Absolutely.
To win a world title again.
Absolutely.
He won't have to do it against Hogovic. I think he'll beat Hogovic.
No.
When he gets in against Fury or maybe Usyk again.
Absolutely. I think that if the third fight against Usyk happens right now, and this Anthony Joshua, he beats Usyk. This Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury, that's a great
fight. And you believe
that's a 50-50
fight. Because you now, irrespective of the opposition, and he's done his job. And each one of these fights has built a platform for Anthony now to build the psychological well-being back into his fighting. How much of that do you attribute to Ben Davison, by the way?
A lot, because it is a team effort. So, like, for a fighter...
there's a loving going now, isn't there?
For a fighter, a fighter's got to have, like, that confidence. Like, that confidence where, you know what I mean, where your trainer says something, he says to you, jump, you ask how high.
TalkSport Daily.
The Cheltenham Festival.
Mm-hmm.
He's well and truly underway. Not underway, Jay.
Well and truly
underway.
It is things. Only one day in, though.
Yeah, so it's not really well and truly. I'll tell you, Wednesday it's well and truly.
When you get into Thursday, you can say well and truly underway. Yeah.
If you had a date with a girl and you had one day and I went, how's your relationship going? You'll go well and truly underway.
No.
It's all right. Early days.
Early days,
stinks. Okay, all right. We went out, we courted, we went for dinner.
And then what happened? And then you were forthcoming?
Back to mine.
You muted.
I said, can I come in?
What did she say? You forthcoming, stinks.
Pardon? I stopped myself from being forthcoming. Oh, okay. Because it wasn't well and truly underway.
No. Sure,
and that's my point.
No, I totally agree with stinks.
So I'll start that read again. The Cheltenham Festival is underway.
It's underway, stinks.
Just
underway.
Just started.
We're five races in, I think. Six.
Like,
I
mean, a brand new relationship.
There you go.
With all the races live on the TalkSport Network. Of them.
No, all of them, stinks.
Not some of them, Jay.
Yep.
Every one of them. Even if someone ran to the car park to just check on their car.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go, did I lock it? And you go, I'll race you. That race was live on TalkSport as well.
That's excellent stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to hear that, though, would you?
Oh, I would.
Who would you want to hear? Alan Brazil, Ray Parler.
And they're in the final car park, and Ray Parler. Oh, Alan Brazil's taking the top ball. Ray Pollard doesn't know what day of the week it is. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Adam Hill's trying to get up. Oh, he's rolled back down the hill. It'd be amazing. That's probably better, actually.
Oh, space up
that
ahead.
Would be well and truly underway.
It would be well and truly underway.
Anyway, where are we
now
up to?
Stinks. Day one was dominated by Big Willie Mullins as he and jockey Paul Townsend recorded three wins. Well done. We're Gaelic Warrior, State Man, and Loose Mouth. Lossy Mouth, something like that. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Do you know what? Before you play the audio, Tom, that might be one of the greatest links we've ever done. Well done, us.
Well done, us, yeah.
Day one of the Cheltenham Festival.
Blakesteel's coming back. What a tussle. Rachel Blackmore proving once again. Give her the big stage. Give her the big win. Now Gaelic Warrior has swept to the front. Big roar. Big cheer coming through. Now the Willie Mullins juggernaut is off and running, it would seem. And then went whoosh. I'm going away to win. Gaelic Warrior.
Well, well, well. Now that is an incredible comeback.
Half a furlong to go. Chianti Classico. Chianti Classico has won! Raise your glasses! What a performance! Britain off the mark!
What a performance from this horse! I love Bassi, he's just such a great jockey. Doesn't always get his, you know, days on the big stage. He's got one today.
State Man is holding off all comers. It was workmanlike in the end, perhaps with a little in the locker. Didn't have to do any more than was necessary.
Yeah, fantastic performance from State Man. And, you know, Paul Tannen just so cool under pressure, isn't he? And, yeah, that was fantastic.
Who needs Constitution Hill? Because this horse is proving to be a real hurdling superstar.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport. I say that's it. There is a little surprise coming up in just a moment.
It's
but
stage.
First, let me remind you that, of course, you have listened to this on the TalkSport, or wherever you get your podcast from. Yep. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, yep. Jake.
Can't wait.
And then the surprise for everyone.
And I'm back on the Sports Bar from 10. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Punters out first thing in the morning. Make sure you hit the 5-star review button. Just do everything.
Just keep hitting it.
Just keep hitting the... Yeah. And then, yeah, just... Anyway, just subscribe.
Yeah. Yep. Now, before we go... Yep. A little surprise for you, because Jay has wanted to do this for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And because it's a podcast...
I can't do it here, mate.
Yeah. Because it's a podcast, yep. They've allowed Jay to do it. So I'm going to leave now.
Okay.
So, Jay,
yep.
Good luck with this.
Okay.
Here's, I'll introduce you.
Okay.
Here's Jason Cundy counting to 1,000. Night-night, everyone.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11... 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Where am I still? What's after that? Stinks! Stinks! 1, 2, 3...
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.